God is here.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Trump wins nomination, no plagiarism penalty. I'm Elliot Francis. Donald Trump is now the official GOP nominee for president, receiving more than 1,700 delegates in the state-by-state roll call Tuesday night. Correspondent Ryan Nobles is in Cleveland with more.
After more than a year of campaigning and months of GOP infighting, Donald Trump is officially the Republican nominee for president. The vote was perhaps the most straightforward moment of this campaign season so far. No surprises, as Trump's son, Donald Jr., representing the New York delegation, pushed his dad past the delegate threshold. Soon after, however, Trump once again bucked tradition. Appearing via satellite from Trump Tower in New York, he told a raucous crowd that he was going to win the presidency and bring real change to Washington. In Cleveland, I'm Ryan Nobles.
Meanwhile, the campaign says it won't take action over Melania Trump's plagiarism of Michelle Obama Monday night. Published reports claim Mrs. Trump heavily edited the original speech written for her by two speechwriters. I'm Elliot Francis. Will Russian athletes be banned from the Summer Games in Rio? Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
What to do about the Russians? That's the question for the International Olympic Committee a little over 2 weeks before the start of the Summer Games. An investigation conducted by the world body that deals with performance-enhancing drugs and techniques found that a Russian state-sponsored doping program went beyond the Winter Games in Sochi. The report says it had been going on for years, and it included a wide variety of athletes. Calls to completely ban the Russian team from the Summer Games are mounting. Meanwhile, a five-member disciplinary committee has already told international sports federations to determine the eligibility of individual athletes in their sports. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Officials in Kansas City are mourning the loss of a police officer gunned down Tuesday while looking for a suspect in a drive-by shooting. Captain Robert Melton was honored overnight at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City with a moment of silence before the Royals game against Cleveland. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Metro today returns to the site of the first surge in the SafeTrack program.
Meet the new surge, same as the old surge. Metro worked on the inbound track back in June. Now they'll be on the outbound track between East Falls Church and Ballston. At the same time, a new study is coming out checking out which of the first four surges had the worst impact on traffic.
There's a pretty clear winner, and that's Surge 1.
Ben Hampton with the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments says travel times doubled in some cases on 66 in the Dulles Toll Road. Hopefully, he says, drivers learned some lessons since then. Plus,
we've looked at summer traffic patterns in the past, and consistently every year we see drops in travel delay on area freeways of about 15 to 20%.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C.'s Democratic Mayor Muriel Bowser is at the Republican National Convention pushing the cause of D.C. statehood. She spoke with WMAL.
Washingtonians pay more taxes than 22 states. We get the same state distributions that all 50 states get.
Bowser's hoping she can appeal to Republicans. She says Trump running mate Mike Pence is among those who favor D.C. statehood. The Fairfax County School Board has for now suspended implementation of new rules on transgender bathroom use. Board member Elizabeth Schultz says there are more questions than answers.
The board kind of reached a place in its direction to the superintendent that we really have much more homework to do before we're ready to move forward with any regulations at this point.
The school board has canceled a discussion of the new regulation, which had been scheduled for tomorrow. Zema Williams has died. If you're a Redskins fan, you knew him as Chief Z. Williams was the team's unofficial mascot for nearly four decades. Outfitted in a burgundy and gold Indian headdress and carrying a toy tomahawk, Chief Z was 75. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,559, the Nasdaq at 50,36. Sports, the Dodgers spoiled the Major League debut of Nats pitcher Ronaldo Lopez. The Orioles lose to the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics have a matinee today against the New York Liberty at Verizon Center. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KID. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KID. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the District Beach Drive Northwest between Broad Branch Road, Piney Branch Parkway, there's flooding. The road is closed in College Park, Baltimore Avenue, both directions. At Beechwood Road, there is a downed tree. It's down to one lane southbound. The right lane is open. In Hamilton, it's heavy volume westbound Harry Bird Highway between Hamilton Station and Berlin Turnpike. Eastbound 50, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Signals are under repair. Rock Creek Parkway between F Street and Roosevelt Bridge. There is road work. It's down to one lane. That's due to be cleared up at 6 o'clock. Pretty good shape still on 66, 270, and 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will heat up heading towards the weekend. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for a shower. Thunderstorm as the high climbs to 89. Clear tonight with a low of 69. Then a sunny Thursday with a high near 91 degrees. A high in the upper 90s Friday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Alexandria, 64 in Olney, 70 degrees in Washington. Well, we no longer have to call Donald Trump the presumptive nominee. He's now officially the GOP's man. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Hey, look at that. It's 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We continue our live coverage from Cleveland, Ohio. It's the Republican National Convention. Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. By the way, let's just get this out of the way right now. No truth to the rumors that you're hearing that there's going to be a brand new cable news network centered completely around Brian and Larry. And Larry O'Connor. That is,
although that would be a great idea.
We cannot confirm it. We can't deny it either.
No.
But we can't confirm it. And so let's just set that aside, and we'll discuss it further later this morning. In fact, while we continue our live coverage, we'll also speak at 6:05 this morning with Alan West, former lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army and former congressman, a man that lots of people would like to see back in Washington, D.C. 7:35 brings us KT McFarland, national security analyst. At 8:05, we might hear from those raucous YouTubers, Diamond and Silk. You know them, or if you don't, you'll remember them immediately. They love them some Donald Trump. And then at 8:35, the great Dinesh D'Souza will join us. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
It's not a campaign anymore. It's a movement. Speaking to real Americans, giving them a voice again. And it is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates and another 6 for John Kasich. Congratulations, Dad. We love you.
And that was the moment that Donald Trump became the official nominee of the Republican Party. No longer presumptive, as you heard there in the news. He's the guy. He is the standard bearer of the Republican Party as it stands right now. And that was the big event of last night. So we're going to be playing some of the what we think were the highlights of last night's floor events. But we want to know what you thought. You were watching. You have some ideas. What was your favorite part? Who did you like? Who did you think didn't quite get the job done? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. You know, Larry, for my money, one of the best speeches last night, I think, was Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, who is very much in the Donald camp and a friend of the Donalds, a supporter of the Donalds, and he came out yesterday to make the case against Hillary Clinton. And he did it as a prosecutor. You know, he's a former federal prosecutor, and so he did it almost in that way. You know, let's make the case. Is he guilty of this or not guilty of that? And that was the continuing theme throughout throughout his speech. He talked about the various things that she's been involved with, and is she guilty of this or not guilty of this? For example, the U.S. policy in Libya and how it devolved. Here's a little bit of Chris Christie from last night.
Libya today, after Hillary Clinton's grand strategy, their economy's in ruins, there's death and violence on the streets, and ISIS is now dominating that country. So I'm going to ask you this. Hillary Clinton, as a failure for ruining Libya and creating a nest for terrorist activity by ISIS, answer me now, is she guilty or not guilty?
Yeah, I see. Surprisingly, Larry, each and every time he asked that question, the answer was guilty.
Yeah.
And then the crowd would spontaneously start to chant, lock her up, lock her up.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty interested. Well,
it wasn't spontaneous. I was there leading the I led them all. I handed out little leaflets.
And then he made the case about Hillary Clinton with regards to Russia.
Next, let's go to Russia. She went to the Kremlin on her very first visit and gave them that stupid symbolic reset button. You know what I think that button should have read? It should have read delete. You know, she's very good at that, by the way. And it should have read delete because she deleted in 4 years the safety and security it took us to build in 40 years.
And again, the question was guilty or not guilty, and the crowd, you know, found Hillary guilty of
guilty.
That. Yeah, guilty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then finally, you knew he was going to go there. He turned to the issue of Hillary Clinton's homebrew server.
She said there was no marked classified information on her server. The FBI director said that's untrue. She said that she did not email any classified information. The FBI director says that's untrue. She said all work-related emails were sent back to the State Department. The FBI director said, that's not true. So, as to Hillary Clinton, the charge of putting herself ahead of America, guilty or not guilty?
Well, and that's the way it went. And finally, in cut seven, Mike McKay, if I could please, he wrapped it all up in a big bow. Here is again Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey.
We cannot make the chief law enforcement officer of the United States someone who has risked America's secrets and lied to the American people about it day after day after day. Here it is, everybody. We didn't disqualify Hillary Clinton to be president of the United States. The facts of her life and career disqualify her.
Well, I think a pretty effective speech. By the way, I heard him later say that he waited to the very last minute to write that speech, that he actually wrote it in his hotel room at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Yesterday, day before yesterday. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, it was a good... Listen, last night, I think, despite all of the discussion that we've had over the last several weeks about how this is going to be unlike any other political convention and, you know, they're going to bring a whole new twist to these things, last night was probably the most traditional night of a Republican or any kind of political right. convention that you're going to see. It very much fit your typical template. The only difference was that Donald Trump actually did appear by video to sort of say how happy he was.
At the very beginning, right.
When he got nominated. Or when they, well, no, didn't he, was it at the very beginning when, yeah, he, when yeah. he showed up? Right. And so on the night that he got nominated and he was put over the top, as you heard earlier. The two great speeches were Chris Christie and his son, Don Jr. Well, the other thing I love everything that you just laid out there about the guilty, not guilty part of the speech. Also, I love the fact that he focused so much on national security. Listen to this, and I think this resonates with people who think that we have been led in the world by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton in a feckless, immature, naive way. Listen to cut three here. This is Chris Christie hammering Hillary Clinton on a place where she should be very secure in the eyes of the American public. That's with her foreign policy cred.
In Nigeria, these Al-Qaeda terrorists abducted hundreds of innocent young women 2 years ago. These schoolgirls are still missing today. And what was the solution from the Obama-Clinton team? A hashtag campaign. Hillary Clinton, as an apologist for an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Nigeria, resulting in the capture of innocent young women, is she guilty or not guilty?
That's very strong stuff.
That's very strong
stuff. And it's great. It really is great because, again, Hillary Clinton, you talk to anybody in the Clinton camp, they think, oh, it's a no-brainer. She was the former Secretary of State. She's the most accomplished, traveled, you know, I think the Carly Fiorina attacks over the past year saying, name me one accomplishment, and the fact that they can't, that she can't even name an accomplishment, is really starting to resonate, and I love that they're going at her face forward on that. I think it's smart.
Yeah, I think the other big moment of the night last night was when Donald Jr. Gave his speech. It was a very compelling speech, and I think a lot of people looked at Donald Jr. and went, wow, this guy's got some stuff. He's got some game. There was talk among all of the chattering class, the pundits, that this is a guy who might well find himself entering politics on his own right. And he certainly handled himself with a great deal of aplomb, I would say. And that was pretty good stuff.
I saw some of those comments about Don Jr.'s future political career. I would love to address that in a moment. And we have some audio of his speech from last night to play for you as well. Stay with us. We continue our wrap-up of last night's events.
And by the way, if you want to weigh in on what you liked about last night's convention coverage and what speeches really spoke to you, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beach Drive Northwest. This is between Broad Branch Road, Piney Branch Road. Flooding as the road closed. Stony Point Road near Charleston Pike. There is an accident. College Park, Baltimore Avenue, both directions at Beachwood Drive. A downed tree. It's down to one lane. The southbound side, the right lane is open. The tree is leaning on wires. Eastbound 50, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge signals under repair. In Upper Marlboro, southbound Crane Highway. That's getting to be a crowded ride. Croom Road as you make your way up to South Osborne Road. Rock Creek Parkway between F Street and Roosevelt Bridge. To some road work. It's down to one lane. They're due to clear that up at 6 o'clock this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will heat up heading towards the weekend. Partly cloudy today with a slight chance for a shower. Thunderstorm as the high climbs to 89. Clear tonight with a low of 69. Then a sunny Thursday with a high near 91 degrees. A high in the upper 90s Friday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Yeah, and how about those storms last night? Something else, huh? 71 degrees right now in the nation's capital.
Attention, homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Well, it's Brian and Larry from us from Cleveland, Ohio, where we continue our coverage of the Republican National Committee meeting, the convention here, and at the Q. And one of the things that happened last night, and we just spoke about it briefly, is that Donald Trump Jr. took to the main stage to give a speech on behalf of his father. It was a pretty compelling speech. Here's a little sample of that.
When people told him it was impossible for a boy from Queens to go to Manhattan and take on developers in the big city, rather than give up, he changed the skyline of New York. I've seen it time and time again, that look in his eyes when someone says it can't be done. I saw that look a little over a year ago when he was told he couldn't possibly succeed in politics. Yes, he did. For my father, impossible is just the starting point.
Well, I mean, I think very, very well handled by Donald Trump Jr. He was, you know, reading the teleprompter and giving a big speech like that is an intimidating thing, and he handled it so professionally, especially when you're not particularly practiced in the use of the teleprompter. I give him very high marks for not only what he had to say, but how he said it. Here's a little more from Donald Trump Jr.
For the first time, parents no longer think that their kids will be as well off as we were. We've lost the confidence in our leaders and the faith in our institutions. But remember one thing, we're still Americans, we're still one country, and we're gonna get it all back. We're gonna get it back better than ever before. I know we'll get it back because I know my father. I know that when people tell him it can't be done, that guarantees that he gets it done. When someone tells him that something is impossible, that's what triggers him into action.
All right, so I think a great performance by him. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think he was great, and he's a very telegenic guy, and I think that you're right, he worked the teleprompter great, and I think he comes across as very genuine, and I love that passage that we just played, because all you're hearing right now from, you know, a lot of Republicans, by the way, like from Jeb Bush and John Kasich and people who didn't bother coming here, is, well, you know, it's so sad because, you know, that wall will never be built. It's never going to be done, and all these things that Donald Trump wants to do is never going to be done. That's what that's what Don Jr. is addressing right there.
Right.
Whenever you tell Donald Trump it can't be done, he finds a way to get it done. And all of those people, by the way, including the chattering class, from George Will to Charles Krauthammer to many of our other friends and Bill Kristol, they all said, well, he could never win the nomination. He'll never win the nomination. And they're all now saying he won't win the presidency. He can never win the presidency. Well, let's just watch. And maybe we should stop listening to all of those experts who told us what he can't do.
Another very effective passage was when he talked about how he and his other siblings were raised by Donald Trump and taught about the business. They didn't sit in boardrooms. They went out on the construction sites and they worked with the people who knew how to get things done with their hands. He said, you know, we're probably the only billionaire children who are just as comfortable in a boardroom as we are driving a D10 Caterpillar bulldozer.
Yep.
And I think it's very impressive and very telling about the work ethic that Donald Trump instilled in his children, and I thought that was very telling.
It was a great moment because it also preempts some attacks that we will hear from Philadelphia. You know, they always try to divide us via class and via wealth, and so of course they're going to try to set Donald Trump and his family up as these out-of-touch billionaires born with silver spoons in their mouths and all of that thing. Do you think Chelsea Clinton has ever driven a bulldozer?
I bet she's never driven a D10 Caterpillar bulldozer.
Do you think Chelsea Clinton actually drives a car?
No, probably not.
I don't think she does. Yeah. She lives in Manhattan.
Well, her mom hasn't driven one in like 40 years.
Exactly. They said that's the amazing thing. You've got Hillary Clinton running against a billionaire who was really only known for his wealth, and she's the elitist in this race, the way they painted it last night.
And to hear Donald Jr. talk about how his dad used to go out on construction sites and hang drywall and watch them pour concrete and learn from those guys, learn not only what it is to put together a deal that allows you to build a big skyscraper, but actually getting his hands dirty to learn how it's done by the construction folks.
One quick thing, though, about the, you know, geez, that Don Jr., he's got a political future ahead of him. I bet he'll run for Senate. I heard that on a lot of the cable news networks
too.
As I was flipping around. And it occurred to me, these are people from Washington, D.C. who measure success based on your electoral career. Oh my gosh, this guy's really impressive. He's got to run for office. Put yourself in Don Jr.'s shoes for a minute. He's 38 years old. He's inheriting and he's running a major multi-billion-dollar corporation. He's got 5 children, a beautiful wife. Why on earth would he run for political office? Why does he need to be a senator? He doesn't need that. He already has a successful life.
Well,
I think he's there for one reason only, to get his dad elected. Period.
I think you may be right, but I do believe also that it gets in your blood when you're out there doing it, and I think he really likes the process.
Maybe
he's learned to like politics.
I don't know. If I saw what happened to my dad, if I was watching my dad go through this, I wouldn't want to have anything to do with this business.
All right. It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman, get protected, and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st, make the switch, and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Doxycycline is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
525 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beach Drive Northwest between Broad Branch Road and Piney Branch Parkway. Flooding as it closed. Stony Point Road near Charlestown Pike. There is an accident. Baltimore Avenue at Beechwood Road, a downed tree. It's down to one lane. Southbound side, just the right lane is open. That tree is leaning on wires. Eastbound 50, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Signals are under repair. In Chevy Chase, eastbound Wisconsin Circle. A crowded ride right now. Wisconsin Avenue to Western Avenue. Rock Creek Parkway between F Street and Roosevelt Bridge. Road works down to one lane. That's scheduled to be picked up at 6 o'clock. Up in GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a partly cloudy Wednesday with a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm. The high today at 89. A clear sky tonight with a low of 69. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's Brian and Larry from Cleveland, Ohio, as we continue our coverage live from the queue of the Republican National Convention. Donald Trump, you know, did something that's not always done in conventions. He has made an appearance so far every night of the convention. Last night it was remotely because he was in New York City, and he acknowledged that he had been nominated and how happy it was. Here's a little bit of Donald Trump from last night.
We're going to bring back our jobs. We're going to rebuild our depleted military and take care of our great veterans. We're going to have strong borders. We're going to get rid of ISIS. And we're going to restore law and order. We have to restore, and quickly, law and order among many and just so many other things. And I'll be discussing with that Thursday night. We'll be talking all about it. But together, most importantly, we are going to make America great again.
Tonight he's going to, I guess, make an appearance in the hall with his running mate Mike Pence, and that'll be pretty good. And we'll hear from Ted Cruz tonight.
We will. And, you know, it's funny, I heard a lot of commentary. Geez, every night Donald Trump is there. There's a headline, I think, in the Washington Post that this is a triumph of narcissism, this convention. It's all about have they ever looked in the mirror, these Democrats? I mean, the Obama, I think, showed up almost every night. Remember, he came out the night that Clinton gave a speech in Charlotte, the Greek columns, the poster of his face, hope, change. Hillary Clinton, her entire campaign. I'm with her and ready for Hillary. It's all about her personality and narcissism. Please, there's plenty of it to go around in this world.
It is 5:28.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you, to open new accounts in your name, or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
One night with two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy. Together.
You're down, bro, I got the blues.
Wednesday, July 27th. Wolf Trap. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy together. Tickets are on sale now. Order online at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has never sounded better.
Who are these Democrats?
From the creator of 2016.
What are they hiding?
Dinesh D'Souza.
The Democrats support slavery.
From the producer of Schindler's List, Gerald Molin, comes the most important film you'll see before you vote.
The Clintons took tens of millions of dollars.
Hillary's America, in theaters July 22nd. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13.
Well, it's the Republican National Convention, but yesterday there was a prominent Democrat from D.C. there. What was Mayor Muriel Bowser doing at the Republican Convention? We'll tell you in just a moment. It is now 5:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. No longer the presumptive Republican nominee. Donald Trump has been formally nominated by the GOP, and it was his son, Donald Jr., who cast the votes that put him over the top.
Congratulations, Dad! We love you!
Donald Trump formally clinching the Republican nomination.
I'm so proud to be your nominee for President of the United States.
Trump's children stealing the spotlight with emotional speeches about their father.
I still keep all of my report cards, some dating back to kindergarten, because I like to look back and see the sweet notes he wrote on each and every one of them.
Eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., calling his father his mentor and best friend, casting him as the blue-collar billionaire.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. Now, day three of the GOP convention is built on the theme, Make America First Again. Among the speakers are two of those Trump vanquished during the primaries.
We expect to hear from Ted Cruz, who has had a war of words with Donald Trump before Cruz decided to suspend his campaign. Cruz received a number of delegate votes during the roll call, and many in the Never Trump faction are supporters of Ted Cruz, so it'll be interesting to hear what he will have to say. And we will hear from Marco Rubio, who has also had words with and about Trump.
Correspondent Jim Roop. The next surge in Metro's SafeTrack program begins today in the place where it started, the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. But now, when the first surge was on the inbound track, this one will work on the outbound track. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,559, the Nasdaq at 50,36. Sports, the Nats lose to the Dodgers, the Orioles fall to the Yankees, and see their AL East lead reduced to just half a game. WNBA, the Mystics host the Liberty at lunchtime today. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause property damage, accidents, and disruption for small businesses everywhere. Torn carpeting to make your customers trip and fall. Faulty pipes that lead to water damage. Lightning bolts ready to knock your power out for days. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail, earning top marks year after year for a superior claims experience. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the District, Beach Drive Northwest between Broad Branch Road and Piney Branch Road, flooding as the road closed. Stony Point Road near Charlestown Pike, there is an accident. Baltimore Avenue, Beachwood Road, a downed tree. It's leaning on wires. Everything down to one lane. On the southbound side, just the right lane is open. Fort Washington, northbound Indian Head Highway near Old Fort Road. Some police department activity. Eastbound 50, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, signals under repair. Northbound 95 starts to slow, open to Boulevard to Prince William Parkway and between Stafford and 610. Rock Creek Parkway between F Street and Roosevelt Bridge, some road work. It's down to one lane. It'll be picked up around 6 o'clock. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It will be partly cloudy as we head through this Wednesday with a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm. The high up to 89 this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low of 69. Sunny and hotter tomorrow, the high reaching 91. Then upper 90s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Haymarket, 64 in Hyattsville, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning from Cleveland, everyone. Brian and Larry in the house as we continue our coverage live from the queue of the Republican National Convention. Coming up at 6:05 this morning, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, KT McFarland at 7:35, and at 8:35, Dinesh D'Souza. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor. And, you know, this is the Republican National Convention. You may ask yourself, what in the world would a Democrat like Muriel Bowser be doing here? Well, that's what Larry wanted to know when he ran into her yesterday. Here's a little bit of his interview with the mayor of D.C., Muriel Bowser.
Well, just when I'm getting homesick for Washington, D.C., look who's here, our old friend and mayor of Washington, D.C., the one and only Mayor Muriel Bowser. Good to
not
see you, Madam Mayor.
Not that old, Larry.
I meant our longtime friend.
Yes, indeed. Long-time our very friend. Good friend.
And you are working the Republican National Convention. But
absolutely.
Unlike other elected Democrats who are here in Cleveland, you're not here to divide. You're actually hoping to get some allies for the D.C. statehood movement. Tell me why you're here.
Absolutely. We're talking about statehood, which is an American issue for us. Is not partisan. Democrats and Republicans need to support equality for residents of Washington, D.C. We're taxpaying citizens, and we have the responsibilities in many cases that states have, but we don't have the benefits of having a voice and vote in Congress.
All right. Now, I want to talk to you about this, but first, I'm going to give you advice.
Okay.
Because, you know, I know these people. These
good.
Are Republicans. You know, I'm a Republican.
Yep.
I like these people. Even I'm stuck in D.C. I got no voice, but that's all right. See, I'm used to having no voice in elected. Here's how you do it.
Yep.
You keep going in there saying taxation without representation, that's a bad thing. I get that. I agree with that. Stop fighting for representation. You should fight to end taxation. Mayor Bowser, this is brilliant. Republicans love the idea of ending taxation. Say, as long as we have no representation, we won't pay any federal taxes, and D.C. will become Hong Kong on
well,
the Potomac.
Well, listen, we already pay federal taxes, and a lot of Republicans, one reason why we're here, Larry, believe that the federal government takes care of D.C., and we have to educate people that that's not the case.
Well, how much money do you get from the federal
government? Washingtonians pay more taxes than 22 states. We get the same state distributions that all 50 states get. We don't have a ballooned federal payment. We take care of ourselves. And our city is in better shape than a lot of jurisdictions across our country. We have $2 billion in reserves. We're growing. Our business climate is improving. And D.C. is, you know, the hippest city in the world, soon to be the 51st state.
the hippest city in
you
the
heard
world.
It here.
Do you have t-shirts on that?
They usually just say DC cool.
All right. Listen, Representative Daryl Issa, former chairman of the Oversight Committee, he looks after these things. He seems to be an ally in this. We just had him on here yesterday, actually, and talked to him about it.
And guess who else is an ally, it would appear? Mike Pence. When he was in the Congress.
The future vice president of the United States.
Well,
that's a great thing.
The candidate for vice president for the Republican Party. But I highlight him because he is very conservative. And we know that the Republican Party has stood for states' rights and keeping government as far down as possible and keeping the federal government out of the affairs of local people and local governments. And that's all we're asking them to do for Washington, D.C. Get the federal government out of making or interfering or influencing local decisions.
Yeah, I'm glad that you have found one thing that you don't want the federal government to interfere with and influence. Let me ask you this. You're a very savvy politician, obviously.
Thank you.
You joined the district council in 2007, right?
Correct.
And you know, before you knew it, you're mayor of the district. That's awesome. When you were there in 2007, 2008, 2009, you had Democrat control in the House. You had Democrat control in the Senate. Why weren't you working with your allies to get this done?
Well, I think we learned a lesson from that, to be honest with you. If we have that opportunity where we have like-minded people lined up in all three houses, the White House, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, we have to have a contemporary constitution, which we have worked on this year. We have to have a new vote from the people of the District of Columbia, and they're going to vote for statehood on November the 8th. We have to update our boundaries so that we preserve a federal district. Keep in mind, the Constitution requires that we have a federal district. And in our plan, we will have a federal district for the White House, the Capitol, important federal buildings. And then we're going to present that petition to the new president. One thing we learned is that a new president has a small amount of time in that first year or two to get some big things done. And we want statehood to be with the new Congress and the new president.
You mentioned presumptive VP nominee Pence on this. What about your, listen, you know Donald Trump. You know him pretty well. You worked with him in working on getting the post office.
Well, mostly
the Hotel.
Federal government worked with Donald Trump.
He's had some good things to say about you.
He
has been sort of noncommittal on the idea of statehood. Have you made some inroads there?
Well, we think that's where it's good that he's not a typical politician. And so he looks at the merits of things and understands that D.C. is a jurisdiction that's working. And there's really no logical reason why D.C. residents wouldn't have a vote in the Congress. It's all politics. So I think that's where his non-political background works in our favor.
Here's what people who are skeptical of D.C. statehood would say. They can't even get their trains running right. They're going to shut their trains down for a day to fix it. And even then, the trains are catching on fire. They look at all of the problems in the district. And there are some problems. You would agree with that.
Those people would suggest that Maryland should lose their statehood or Virginia shouldn't be the Commonwealth because that train belongs to all of us.
See, now this is the problem with the way the metro is set up right now. People from D.C. will say it's, you know, Maryland and Virginia.
No, it belongs to all of us. It certainly belongs to all of us. But nobody said,
Where does the buck stop with Metro? Who is the one point person, the one elected official who should be the be-all and end-all? If the trains don't work, it's this person's fault.
Well, I will tell you, it's three of us. It's the three jurisdictions that fund it. But I take, you know, Metro is important to D.C., to our economy and how we grow. So we treat it like it's one of ours.
We love D.C. There's so much to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
You got
Mayor
it.
Bowser, there's
Thanks,
plenty
Larry.
More to talk about. Stay right there. More with Mayor Muriel Bowser here in the belly of the beast, a Democrat in the hen house here in Cleveland at the Republican National Convention.
It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has inducted Vietnam veteran retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Charles Kettles into the Pentagon's Hall of Heroes a day after President Obama presented Kettles with the Medal of Honor. When Kettles' remarkable story was brought to the Defense Secretary, he asked Congress to pass special legislation allowing this belated honor. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
I'm glad you came so quickly.
1-800-GOT-JUNK always comes when it's convenient for you, sir.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
Is this your main man, Tom, and your other main man, Tom?
That's us.
Here, let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Exactly. Today, we're going to get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
Great, I'll take over from here. That, and that, and that.
Now follow me. This, and that big bother, it's gone, just like you said.
Wow, it's a brand new world.
Peaceful.
Will there be anything else?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 5:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather with 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
Northbound GW Parkway before Arlington Boulevard, there's an accident. Beach Drive Northwest between Broad Branch Road and Piney Branch Road closed due to flooding. Stony Point Road near Charlestown Pike, there is an accident. Baltimore Avenue at Beechwood Road, a down tree leaning on wires, is down to one lane. Southbound, the right lane is open. Indian Head Highway northbound near Old Fort Road. Police Department activity eastbound 50 at Chesapeake Bay Bridge. There are signals under repair. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll be partly cloudy as we head through this Wednesday with a slight chance for a shower or thunderstorm. The high up to 89 this afternoon. Clear tonight with a low of 69. Sunny and hotter tomorrow, the high reaching 91. Then upper 90s on Friday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
We continue now with Mayor Muriel Bowser, who is here at the Republican National Convention. All right, let's set statehood aside for a minute, because I think we gave that a lot of time. There's other things going on the district that we should talk about. First of all, I think something that every American is talking about right now is the relationship between communities and police.
Yep.
I know that you've got a good relationship with Police Chief Lanier, and I understand you're expanding your cadet program right now, which I think is a very interesting idea. I love the words of the Dallas police chief after those horrible murders in Dallas when he said, hey, you want to be a part of the solution? Stop marching in the streets. Come join us. Be a police officer. Work with us. Is that sort of why you're doing this?
Well, to be honest with you, we've been thinking about it for a little while because we're a growing city, Larry, and we need to grow our maintain a great force and grow our force and be prepared for growth. So we're always looking for great officers. And one thing that we know is when officers live in the community, they have closer relationships and ties. So we want to encourage D.C. residents to join the police force. And one way to do it is have this cadet program that we're expanding. So you can be up to the age of 24. We'll hire you part-time to work at the police department in a non-police job while you go to school. And we will pay for you to go to our university, earn your 60 credits. And once you have your 60 credits, you can join the police academy.
It's almost like a police ROTC program.
You bet.
I think it's a very, very smart idea, and I like it a lot.
Thank you.
And I think that wouldn't you say that when you joined public life, coming at being a citizen of the district and then becoming a council member and then becoming mayor, you look at the issues of law and order, you look at the job of our police and what they have to go through
And also, you tempering that with the citizens and how they interrelate with the police, you look at it differently, don't you, when you actually are part of it?
Well, I got to tell you, our residents and our police have worked very well over the years to build trust. But we know that relationships are fragile, so we work very hard to keep open and transparent relationships. So our police are out in communities, at community meetings. They sponsor, the police department sponsor events, especially during the summer months with the community. We also want to give everybody the tools they need. I funded last year a security camera program for our residents and businesses. Well, we give them a $500 rebate if they install security cameras at their home or business. We funded and now are implementing one of the most robust body-worn camera programs in the country, which is accountability for police and community. So we know when we continue to build those relationships, we pray that we will continue to have great support from the community.
You know, when you were a council member and you were running for mayor, you were a frequent guest on WMAL,
yes,
mornings and afternoons. You've come back a few times since,
yes,
you've become mayor, but
yes,
I know that life gets busy. Guess who's on all the time with us now? Councilmember Vincent Gray. It's amazing. We hear from Councilmember Gray a lot ever since he got, you know, completely cleared over the cloud that was hanging over him, and then he ran and successfully ran. He's going to run for mayor against you again, isn't he? That's what's coming up. Are you ready for that? He's putting the signs already.
I know that I'm going to run for mayor, and that's all I can be worried about. But one thing I know,
he's
learned
this. He's been very critical of you, Mayor Bowser. He is, from education to crime to everything. He keeps throwing it out there. I'm sure you've gotten the press release.
Well, a lot of people have been critical of him, especially in the most recent election. And so one thing that I learned a long time ago is the way to do your job or get a new job or get promoted to another job is to do well the job that you have. And so we promised D.C. residents a fresh start along a lot of different areas, including making sure that more people can participate in the prosperity that is Washington, D.C., and that's what we're going to stay focused on.
It's important, though, that when you said he had to deal with a lot of, there were people critical of him during the election, he won that election. I mean, they were critical of him, but he won. He prevailed. The people are with him in his ward, wouldn't you say?
Well, he certainly won. He had a tremendous victory in a ward race.
but you don't think he could win district-wide, it sounds like.
Would you
welcome a rematch with him? Do you think that if you're going to run again, as you just said,
it really
you will?
Doesn't matter to me who runs. Just when I ran in 2014, people would ask me, well, who's going to run? Is the mayor going to run for reelection? It didn't matter to me because I thought our vision for the city was the best. And it won't matter who, if anybody, challenges me.
All right. Before we let you go, when the Nationals win the World Series,
amen,
have you worked out the parade route yet?
I haven't, but I'm very excited about the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry, we can do it.
And when
at a moment's notice.
When Hamilton comes to Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center,
yes,
opening night, have you got your date lined up yet?
I haven't, but I'll keep you on the short list.
Meredith is going to be fine with it if you ask me. It's, don't worry, I make a very good date and I won't get fresh.
I look forward to it.
Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Thanks, Larry.
It's always good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us as always on WMA.
You bet.
Shameless. You are absolutely shameless.
I just asked the mayor out on a date.
I know.
She seemed into it.
By the way, great wide-ranging interview there with Muriel Bowser. Good stuff.
Well, we had a trap. She couldn't go anywhere.
In a corner, you can't leave. It's time for El Rushmo, 5:52.
In a random act of journalism, the Associated Press obtained a secret document revealing that Iran will get a key nuclear restriction lifted in as little as 11 years. After that, Iran will be able to build nuclear weapons. The secret deal involving Barack Obama, John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way, and European Union leaders means that Iran can replace over 5,000 archaic nuclear centrifuges with advanced versions. Within 6 months after that, they'll be able to produce enough usable uranium to make nukes. This is a disaster. And it's also proof the American people, the entire world, were lied to. Deadly lies by Obama, John Kerry, who served in Vietnam, by the way, and the EU. And, of course, by the Iranians, who continue to peddle the BS cover story that they're only upgrading their nuclear program for peaceful purposes because their Islamic Republican government is guided by the religion of peace. Now, the regime, the Obama regime, the elected Democrats, trashed Israel's prime minister when he tried to warn the world about this deal. And they did the same to conservatives. And while American businesses who stood to gain financially from renewed ties with Iran, gave this monstrosity their blessing. The only outstanding question is why? Why are Obama and his Democrats so insistent on making Iran a nuclear superpower? Now, there are answers to that question, if you have the courage to believe the truth.
Rush, noon to three.
Psst, listen to me.
Now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Want to know who's going to make Cleveland rock? It ain't Hendrix or Clapton. It's this guy.
We're going to win. Oh, are we going to win?
The most unexpected candidate of 2016 comes to the Republican convention.
There's something happening. There's a movement going on.
One of the most anticipated political events of all time is here. And it's coming to CNN for one huge week with access you can't get anywhere else.
We start with breaking news.
The Republican National Convention. Coverage starts today, 4 Eastern on CNN.
Do you think identity theft is only when someone adds charges to your credit card? It's actually when someone pretends to be you, to open new accounts in your name, or any number of bad things. LifeLock can help. We use proprietary technology to alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Membership starts at $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS to get 10% off.
It is 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound GW Parkway, a motorcycle accident before Arlington Boulevard. Beach Drive Northwest between Broad Branch Road and Piney Branch Road. It is closed due to flooding. Baltimore Avenue at Beechwood Road, there's a tree leaning against wires. It's down to one lane. Southbound, the right lane is open. Stony Point Road near Charlestown Pike, there is a crash. Northbound Indian Head Highway near Old Fort Road, some police department activity. Orange and Silver Line single tracking between East Falls Church and Ralston. Also, take note, expect delays for Safe Track Surge number 5 lasting through the end of the month. Trains are scheduled to run every 18 minutes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be a partly cloudy Wednesday with a slight chance for a shower thunderstorm. The high today at the 89, a clear sky tonight with a low of 69. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees, 556.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody. But if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions. And they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years. So we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. By the way, thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Summer vacation season is now upon us. Is your home protected while you are away on vacation? And by the way, if you have a home security monitoring service, how much are you paying right now? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You need to stop that. You're throwing money away. You don't need to pay that much. You need to call Ackerman Security Service. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, carbon monoxide, starting at just $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free. Yes, that means you start saving immediately. And back by popular demand. Pay attention. This is important. It's their best offer. Switch your service to Ackerman by July 31 and you get 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. Over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, well, guess what? They've got the bells and whistles. You'll be able to see what's going on in your home by looking at your cell phone. All that just costs a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. And remember, make the switch by July 31st and get up to 6 months of monitoring free. That's 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, live from Cleveland. And we'll also talk about, it's very much in the news, the possible departure of Roger Ailes from Fox News. What is his attorney saying about this? We'll give you the very latest. It is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL.